too. I mean, he always saved several days in June. Postal year went out in July, and he had to have all that time out, but July, or he didn't get it, or it was carried over to another year, you see. So he carried over, he saved several days in June for me to carry the mail in case anything happened to him, you see, which always come in. And I never did go nowhere and make arrangements for a furnish. I always used my mail carrying money to buy what stuff I had to buy, you see. And when I started carrying the mail, it paid less than $4 a day. I don't know just what it was. It was paying less than $4 a day. Mm-hmm. And when I carried on then until 1942 or 43, and I'm not sure about those dates. And the carrier decided he would retire. He'd had 38 years, and he decided he'd retire. So he came to me one day and said, "Are you ready to take over that route when I quit? I'm thinking about quitting." He said, "I did want to carry it 40 years, just for the record." But he said, "Looked like the way everything is, I just well quit." So he quit and moved to Oxford to send his children to school. Now, after his first wife killed herself, he married again. He had two girls by his first wife, and then he married again, and they had three or four girls and a boy, I think. So he had a family of children to send to school, and he went to Oxford to send his children to school, you see. And I took over the route as regular care. Got a wartime appointment now as regular care. I didn't have to take no examination. See, I was already on the job with about 20-odd years' experience of carrying the mail, and I'd carried as high as 40 days straight, you see, in 3 months at another time straight.
Yeah, so you started to use an automobile.
Well, sometime before he quit, he got a schedule for a car in the summertime when the roads were passable, you see, for him to go in a car, which is always some of the road he could make. He had 6 miles over here south of Chester that you went out one public road and crossed over to another, and then crossed over to another, and then came back in on another road that you traveled. But them crossroads wasn't public roads. You just had to wade them, so to speak, and get through as best you could, you see. And he hardly ever could make it on the driest day in the summer in a car all the way around.
Is that right?
And so that made the difference.
How did he carry the mail on those roads? Did he have a horse out there?
He kept three horses all the time. I never could see why he did, but he kept three horses all the time until the roads got where he could carry it with a car. Mm-hmm. And he finally got down to two. But he'd take a horse and he'd drive it like this evening, and he'd drive that same horse in the morning. Then he'd drive another horse tomorrow evening, and that same horse the next day. Them horses got 2 days' work a week, don't you see? Mm-hmm. With a night's rest in the time of that, all of that day's work.
Nice.
I never could see why he kept all that, but he did. But after the roads got better, when he'd carry it most of the time in the summertime, and he didn't keep the two horses. He kept two horses most of the time in the mm-hmm. car, too, you see. And he kept my two-wheel cart. He never did go in a buggy. He kept my two-wheel cart. Well, them worst roads and things like that. Like I said a while ago, them muddy roads just wouldn't, horse would just tire the shave with the harness if all them wheels bowled up, you see. Mm-hmm. So he had to carry a horse and buggy.
I
started carrying it in the fall of 43. It must have been in December 43, a regular care. And I carried it to 47, in December of 47, I believe it was. Of 47 is a regular care. An order came out that they was going to reconsolidate five routes out of Ackman and one out of Chester to three routes, make three routes out of the six, you see. And they discontinue Chester's route and tie it on to Route 5 that came out of Ackman, you see. And then they rework all the rest of them and force them to make three routes.
Why was that? Because
the roads had got so set, and they put the car on there and they can make it. And these first routes were scheduled at about 25, 30 miles route, and that's all the horse could do, you see. Mm-hmm. And after they changed, the road got better, well, they could make it a car, you see, make it a half a day and less too, you see, a whole lot less.
Right.
So they paid them through there. So order came in up there, Chester, and the postmaster was a widow woman that didn't have any education, and politics put her in there. And she was like me, she didn't have what she ought to have been there. But the order came out there to discontinue the route, and all.